Last month, the City of Marshalltown and Marshall County met to discuss the recommendation from the EMS Task Force. County Supervisor Carol Hibbs is part of that task force and was pleased with the amount of people at that March 24th meeting.
The discussion, I thought, was very good. It was a wide-ranging discussion. It covered, you know, not only emergency medical services, specifically ambulance service, but it also covered the challenges we're facing with personnel and, trying to find enough volunteers to help with coverage.
Hibbs feels that there is an agreement between the city and county that something needs to be done to make sure EMS has coverage across the county.
I came away with the fact that I think everybody recognizes that the current model, the way it's operating now with Unity Point, is working, but probably not sustainable.
When thinking about this situation, people will be the most important piece to the puzzle.
How do we recruit and train qualified volunteers as well as paid staff? And so what does a model that combines those two staffing models look like? We're not sure.
Since they're not sure what it looks like, Hibbs says the task force will now look at how other counties are making a partnership like this work.
What works for them? What doesn't work? What's a challenge for a county that has, a fairly substantial city population and then also needs to serve rural residents?
This is a slow-moving process, but Hibbs hopes by the end of the summer they'll have a better vision of the path moving forward. The City of Marshalltown received a community development block grant to plant 200 trees in Ward 1, which was hit hard by the tornado and derecho. Marshalltown Park Supervisor Kristen Titus and her team were out yesterday marking places to plant trees in the right-of-way in a few parks. She says that they were able to get the total number of trees up from 200 to 341.
So those plantings will start getting underway here in about a week and go through the spring. So if you see some flags at Riverview, at Peterson, in the right-of-ways along around there in Ward 1 area, leave those there and we will be getting some trees in.
Titus says they're looking at a variety of things when deciding where a tree may go. One of the first things they look for is clearance, making sure there is no power lines in the way ahead or above, or any underground utilities the roots could cause issues to.
We're also looking at the trees that are surrounding the area because we don't want to plant the same trees over and over clear throughout the in the same neighborhood. So we are going to give some diversity to the tree species as we plant and also whether we can give some diversity to some of the tree heights and just some.
Titus says the flags that they're leaving in the ground are white and have a number on them. She asks that people leave those where they are. A major step was taken Monday night at the Marshalltown Community School District School Board meeting.
We signed off on the certificate of substantial completion related to the electricity work at Franklin Field.
That's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Theron Schutte. He then goes on to share the final piece of the Franklin Field project will be completed.
The only thing left at Franklin is the track surface, which will be placed this June.
Varsity soccer will have a few games played on Franklin Field this spring, and the opening scrimmage for football is planned to be at Franklin Field in the fall. Iowans can now purchase specialty license plates with a blank spot that allows them to stick on a state-approved decal from any of several dozen nonprofits. The DOT lists nearly 40 different decal options from school booster clubs and veterans groups to the Boy Scouts and beekeeping. The new decal plates have space for just 5 characters to the right of the sticker. The DOT says that the plate is requested at the time of the initial application for registration and certificate of title for the vehicle. There's no cost, but there is one. There is a $5 replacement fee to switch from any plate type to a numbered decal plate. Coming up, we'll be talking about a fun event coming to the 11 best days of summer at the Iowa State Fair. It's 7:10.
How do you use your mower? At home or on the job? Does your mower need to mulch, edge, collect debris, or clear snow? Grasshopper does all this and so much more. Grasshopper works hard to make a mower that's comfortable to use and engineered to outperform your expectations year-round. Grasshopper mowers. Fast pace, perfect cut, sweet ride. Get your hands on a Grasshopper. Visit grasshoppermower.com/mymower.
Or visit Goose Implement in Gladbrook.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings. Brought to you by McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown.
7:11 coming up with our Ask the Newsmakers. We are going to visit with the executive director of our Central Business District, Danielle Leakin. Back to the newsroom, here's Zach Tomish.
The 11 best days of the summer are planned for August 13th to the 23rd for the Iowa State Fair. Yesterday, the Iowa State Fair announced that there will be 2 days of rodeos from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The rodeos are set to be held in the Elwell Family Park in the outdoor area. And the two days of rodeos will have 7 championship events, which include rough stock competitions like bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. They'll also have some fast-paced timed events like tie-down roping, steer wrestling, team roping, and women's barrel racing. The rodeos are set to begin at 1 p.m. August 13th and 14th, and people can get tickets ahead of time for the Iowa State Fair Pro Rodeos at iowastatefair.org. The Iowa State Extension Office is offering some suggestions for people who don't know what they want to plant in their home garden. They're suggesting people to help the monarch butterflies. To help their environment, the Iowa State Extension suggests planting milkweed for the caterpillars to feed on or native nectar plants for the adults. The Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium can help people find both milkweed and nectar plants. There's also some online help for both as well. Any extra habitat people provide will help monarch population when they move from their winter sites in Mexico back into Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that changes the required training foster parents must complete before they're licensed by the state. Iowa law has required 30 hours of training, a process that takes about 9 months to complete. The new law allows training to be tailored to the individual, and they can now complete the training in about 3 or 4 months. The bill passed the Senate in February and cleared the House in early March.